Continuing our series of interviews with Lexington's candidates for mayor, Josh James recently sat down with the incumbent, Mayor Jim Gray, for a few questions ahead of the May 20th primary. Like previous interviews, we began by asking why he's seeking election.
I routinely say that even on a bad day, it's a great job. Being mayor has been a real privilege, a real honor. And in terms of going into the next 4 years, I look at the last 4 years and I think of three words: getting things done. We've gotten the big things done, small things, and everything in between. And past performance is the best indicator of future performance. What this is about today is recognizing that we're on the right path and we need to stick to it.
What can we expect from your next administration if you're elected?
Well, I'll say it can be real simple, more of the same. When it comes to problem solving, you know, I'll admit that, you know, we've had some tough problems, some real thorny problems to deal with. I believe in putting a bear hug around a problem and just wrestling it to the ground. When I was elected, faced with $33 million budget deficit. We fixed a $33 million budget deficit. We fixed a $20 million hole in our health insurance plan, and we fixed a $300 million unfunded liability in our pension plan. That gave us the opportunity to make investments in our city, all across our city. And for me, I always like focusing on a plan. And why is that? Well, a plan is like a roadmap, and the journey is the safest when the roadmap is the clearest. That's why we defined at the very beginning that our core values were going to be public safety and quality of life, and then three strategic goals: create jobs, run government efficiently, and build a great American city. We've been on that path. We're on that path today. Going to stick to it.
How crucial is the Rupp Arena project to your broader goals for the city?
Well, Rupp is a game changer. And why is that? Rupp is a world-class brand. Now, it's a building itself that's now almost 40 years old. It represents an opportunity. I've been in the construction business and the engineering and the architecture business all my life, almost 40 years. And in that 40 years, I was responsible for 850 projects, and I learned about good plans. This is a solid, conservative plan. And why is it a game changer? Well, I saw another game changer. I was on the project site managing a big part of the Toyota plant 30 years ago. Then that project was a game changer for Central Kentucky, for Lexington, for all of Kentucky. 8,000 jobs were created. More than 100,000 through the entire supply chain. Now, why is the transformation and the reinvention of Rupp a game changer? It will create in construction. During construction, it will influence 4,600 jobs. And as the district is built out, as the arts arena and business district is built out, it will create 3,000 jobs. Now, why do I know that? All we have to do is look at other university cities just north of us, Columbus, Ohio. Around the nationwide arena, more than 10,000 jobs have been created, aligned with Ohio State University. So these are good-paying jobs. They're technology-driven jobs. They're the kinds of jobs that cities need today.
What is Lexington's biggest challenge in your eyes?
Lexington has lots of opportunities. And sometimes the biggest challenge is actually channeling your focus and channeling your goals. And that's one of the reasons that we created, right at the beginning, specific goals: create jobs, run government efficiently, build a great American city. When you put a good plan together, then it starts falling in place. Lexington is blessed with extraordinary assets. University City, University of Kentucky, Transylvania, BCTC, a great public school system, and private schools as well. We've got an extraordinary quality of life here. So, you know, in many respects, Lexington is just the place to be. But getting things done and tackling problems means that acknowledging that you can't be complacent. So sometimes the real challenge is to recognize that when we have these kinds of opportunities, we can't be complacent.
Mayor Jim Gray, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you, Josh.
You can find WUKY's full interviews with the mayoral candidates at WUKY.org.